being members of the Commonwealth, having been part of the British. So we feel a privilege that he's coming to visit this country, the first country in Africa. It gives us prominence in the globe, and it boosts our tourism and many other things. So he's highly welcome.
But Kenya was once colonized by Britain, and are you saying that everything is fine?
There's nowhere in the world where everything is fine. We are talking about currently Kenya was colonized by British. The bad things they did, the good things they did, and now we are engaged in nation building. We want to build our country to be a first world. So we concentrate more on the opportunities we can capitalize on to build the country, as opposed to going into the nitty-gritty of some of the details that are part of colonialism.
Well, it was in Kenya that the king's mother, Queen Elizabeth, who passed away now, she learned that she became queen.
Yes, she was here when her father died and she became queen. She was young. She was on holiday in Nanyuki, in one of the places, tourist attractions. And therefore, we have a long checkered history with the royal family, other than hopping on the colonialism part. Kenya and Britain has had very good relations, very unique history together, and some occurrences that increases the uniqueness. So we are looking at it and we're saying, let's move forward. And Kenya has been special in the list of the British hegemony. I can say that I remember in 2007, we had a political turmoil, and our friends, the British and the USA, came in very quickly, and we were able to nip in the bud what would have brought the country into an ungovernable, chaotic situation. So it's a special friendship that, to me, I'm seeing.
What do you say to some Kenyans who would say, well, the British did some wrong to the Kenyans? For example, during the independence struggle, the Mau Mau movement, and there are some who are demanding perhaps there should be some reparations.
Yes, colonialism had its own issues, and very many bad things took place. And whatever some people are asking for, they have a justification for it, they have a basis to follow it up, and we have no problem with that. We are only saying also in the history as a country, we also have decorum in welcoming a guest. So they'll put their demands, they'll put what they think is there, but the welcome will be very cordial and very nice. So those demands, those issues, they'll not be the first on the table. The first on the table will be current events, current issues, our vision for the country, where we want to go. If along the way there are reparations, we will say hallelujah.
Well, thank you so much for your viewpoint.
Thank you.